Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
Your host, Miss V. Who else? All right. Call in, listen in, hit the digits, 347-237-4501. In just a minute, I'll be joined by hip-hop artist Illy Westside. Don't do commercials. Don't do them. Just the hottest indie music artist of today. BWD Radio, all about diversity, unity, and the indie artists. That's what it's all about. All genres, worldwide, that's what we do. All right, so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring them on in. Eventually, we're going to bring them on in. It seems like my panel's having a little bit of a technical... there he is. Illy!
What's good?
And what's going on? You know, what's going on? I apologize for a little bit of the pauses in between. It seems like my switchboard wants to give me a hard time. But you know what? I've got you live now, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's all good. We good.
It's all good. So I have your latest single. It's titled About It. I have that on deck. So I'm going to go ahead and spin that. You know, before you leave us, but I'm going to jump right on in. Go ahead and tell us, you know, where you're originally from, where you hail now, as well as what inspired Illy Westside as your stage name.
I was originally born in Orlando, Florida. 2 years old, I came in San Diego, California. I've been here ever since, so that's where the Westside came from, and I've always had the name Illy from my family in New York. They used to always call me that whenever I started rapping. They just like, yeah, it's Illy. It's cool.
All right. Oh, so you're originally from Orlando?
Yeah.
Oh man. Hopefully you don't know anybody that happened that was in that whole horrific event in Orlando. Hopefully that was none of your family.
All right.
That's a blessing then. Okay. So tell us, how did your, you know, what motivated your musical journey? How did it begin? And just, you know, what motivated you to pursue a career in music?
Well, for me, I always liked reading and writing, you know what I'm saying, growing up when I was young. But when I was 9, my oldest brother, he came home one time after hanging out with his friends. Him and his friends had this little blank CD with some writing on it, I guess, which was like their CD. So they popped in this little CD and started playing his music, and I was just like, hey, this sounds like you. So he told me he rapped. And since my brother rapped, and I always liked Nas, you know what I'm saying, Nas is Illmatic. I mean, always writing poetry and stuff, but hearing my brother rap made me feel like, you know, if I do this now, I'll be better than you. So this is always my inspiration.
Okay, all right. So, especially for those who have never heard of your music until today, can you explain your overall sound? Can you do it in 5 words or less or more?
Well, I would say my music is reality music. You know, it doesn't really have one sound. I make different sounds of music. But as far as the content of what I'm saying, it's really what's going on or what's been happening in my life.
Okay. Now, I know you had mentioned Nas. Outside of he's a great influence for so many throughout the years. Who are some of your other musical influences?
Definitely, when I first started listening to rap or hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, I was a lot of New York rappers, so I listened to a lot of Big L, Big Pun, Busta Rhymes at the time. The Firm was a real big one, and that got me into the West Coast rap with Snoop Dogg, and then the Dogg Pound, Corrupt, and them. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you obviously you write all your own music. So where do you draw inspiration from when writing those songs, as well as what is your favorite part in crafting a single?
Well, to me, to find inspiration for a song is just like I just go day to day with life. And for the most part, I'm always listening to music, you know. So if it's not, you know, somebody else who's popping right now, whose song is on the radio or whose song is just on my homie's playlist or whatever, if their hustle is not inspiring me to get on my hustle and make a new hit single, then, you know, it's just looking out for somebody's beats. But it's definitely just listening to music inspires me to write. And my favorite part about it, it's just laughing, you know, because when you get into the part of writing a song, once you get into that rhythm which you start writing, well, for me, I laugh. You know, I laugh at the things that I'm about to say. So to me, it's just having fun.
I like that. I like that. That was good. That was definitely good. So what's your favorite thing to do when you're not busy making music or writing?
Well, I'm very 420 friendly, so, you know, I'm always hungry. So if it's not doing music, I'm trying to find the next food spot as soon as possible.
Nice. you released About It, and so what inspired this particular track's title, and what can the listener expect from the overall sound and storytelling on this track?
Of course. As I was going on earlier, you know, I was just being, like, inspired by life. I was in the process of finishing a mixtape at the time called West Side Dreams, and I was just trying to explain my youth of what influences that I grew up with in my youth and how I had to battle these influences, you know what I'm saying, to strive to be something better than what was planned out for me. So I heard this beat by J.R. Hitmaker. And the first thing I thought was just Master P, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm about it, you know? So I got the hook down very fast, and then throughout the verses, what I really tried to explain was why I did what I did, but the mind state I had behind it, you know what I'm saying? I tried to really express my thought process of understanding what I'm doing, but, you know, striving to do more.
Okay. What's your motto or the advice you live by?
I'm not really too sure. I guess I just have to say what my brother said, you know, tie your shoes, don't trip. You know what I'm saying? Life is going to give you up and downs, but, you know, you got to keep going.
Got to pick yourself back up. Got to pick yourself right back up. All right. Well, it's that fun fact time, that fun fact moment. What are five things that you can't live without? And, you know, outside of God and family, those are gimmies.
okay. All right, let me see. I'm gonna need some watermelon. Nas is Illmatic, and let's go with. I'm gonna have to take my studio. I'm gonna need my studio. And then that's all I really need. I don't need the other two. Some clothes.
All right.
And some seeds. Give me some seeds. I want to plant some stuff.
Give me some seeds. I like that. That was good. That was like totally came out from left field. That was good. So unexpected. That was so unexpected. Okay. So where can we go to get your music and follow your movement?
Definitely, if you want to follow my movement, I'm very active on Twitter. Twitter's one of my main spots where I have all my avenues to find me. My booking contact is on there, s.donovan1904@gmail.com. My Twitter handle is @OGG_Illy. And there you can find my SoundCloud, which is basically soundcloud.com/IllyWestside. But yeah, definitely follow me on Twitter. I follow everybody back within a reasonable time. And from there, we can all contact and stay in touch.
Okay, all right. So Twitter is the best bet to get at you for just about anything. All right, that's what's up. So what's next for Illy Westside? Do you have some live events or music videos, project happenings coming up that you'd like to share?
Yeah, definitely. Right now, I'm still pushing my latest mixtape, Westside Dreams. I do have some music videos in the making. I'm working with a couple of film directors, and we're writing some stuff up. But it's going to take some time. Other than that, I just finished up actually a new project with a couple of my friends out here, a couple of conglomerates out here. We have a mixtape called Block Life. I'm not too sure when it's going to be released, but it has been finished recording. It's being mastered right now.
Cool. That's what's up. All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and take this time. Go ahead with any shout-outs you may have or just anything else that you would like to share that we may not have covered in this interview.
Well, first off, I want to shout-out Ms. V and BWD Radio for, you know what I'm saying, the opportunity to have this campaign go through. It's been a pretty fun seeing all this happen. But, yeah, most definitely shout-out to everybody that's been following me lately on Twitter. I've been following everybody back and everybody that's been tuning in. It's just I'm an up-and-coming artist, and I'm just as hungry as anybody else, you know? And if you're looking for real, real music and real consistent music, really tune in to me because, you know what I'm saying, I really feel like I have a message. It's not just for myself but for you guys and for the youth. And if you guys could just tune in, that's all I really need is just to be heard and nothing more. But definitely follow me on Twitter. Get at me. And shout-out Elevated Company, my crew. Shout-out Black. Network. Shout out Demi Diego out here, San Diego, California. Shout out Miami. It's good.
All right. Let's get it. Let's get it. All right. Yep. Well, it was definitely wonderful to finally chop it up with you, and we're still spinning that single about it. So without further ado, why don't you go ahead and take us on into your latest single?
For sure. You're now about to tune in to BWD Radio with Ms. V, and this is Dotted off my single, Westside Dreams, Illy Westside. Good.
That's up.
Power. JR. Yeah, I'm sucker free, I keep it gangsta. Da la 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 la, lots of paper. Da la 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 la, lots of paper. I keep it G, yeah, G, gangsta. I keep it G, shit,
all day.
I keep it G, shit,
always.
Don't talk around, bro, I'm bout it.
This one came off of the dome like a toupee. Two change, oh yeah, that was 2K. I'm ballin' NBA, 2K, touche. I'm Tupac in the old school drop. do to get paid two ways, just you watch. Through the true knowledge, we knew how to fool coppers. They watch pursue dollars, and it's a lot on my conscience. I put that on my mama. Came from the bottom, I'm gon' make it biggie pop. Get it poppin'. Bend down for a minute. Ay. Hold it down for my night. The endless and killer. Ay. Go to town in your village. Ha. Make it style when I visit. Gangsta.
I keep it G, yeah. All day. I keep it G, yeah. All way. Rolls up around, bro. I'm bout it.
Truly pulling up in a hoopty juicy. This ain't that juice movie, but like that U-Haul, I'm moving. Sincerely yours, I'll be the truth that you ignored. Now I'm coming for your doors, gun in my drawers, hit the floor. Go ride my whip. Don't ride with no if. Don't be driving a stick. Most ain't riding that drip. 4/5, we knew a whole fifth. I'm faded, but don't trip. So sick, my nose drip. I'm ice cold as a bitch. I sold ether, sold non-believers to Jesus. I even sold reefer to so-called teachers who doubted dreamers. Been down for a minute. Hold it down for my life. In a town of some killer. Go to town in your village. Make it out when I visit. Gangsta.
I keep it G, yeah. All day. I keep it G, yeah. Always. Don't mind Rose or Brown Bowdy.
All right. That was Illy Westside Bout It. Be sure to give him a follow. Check it out. He's on the climb doing his thing. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @BWDRadio_. You can also visit me on Twitter, Facebook, BWD Promotions. Be sure to, you know, we have a hot mobile app. Take us on the go with you. Download it. You can grab it on iTunes or Google Play. Direct links can also be found on our social media timelines as well. Or just visit us directly at bwdradio.com, and you can get the download links there as well. Be on the lookout for BWD Magazine's July-August issue, which drops on the 1st, Worldwide Variety Entertainment Magazine. Always a free read, always, bwdmagazine.com. You can also find and friend us as well on Twitter and Facebook at BWD Magazine as well. Also be sure to tune in. Same BWD day, same BWD time. I believe it's Artist MJ. Yes, Artist MJ next Thursday. You'll be seeing that promoted as well. So be sure to tune on in. And Ms. V, I'll catch you then. I'm out.